Sunday, August 31st, 2008, page 8, Chang's Political Barrel. I refer readers to Zhang Linzhen's piece, Give Up the UN Bid, It's Hopeless, August 27th, page 8. I am not sure which particular political barrel Zhang is trying to push, but what I am sure of is that I have rarely read such rubbish in my life. Now that Beijing has given an inch by showing its willingness to cooperate on the diplomatic truce, Taiwan wants to take a foot. Excuse me? Just what political space or opportunities for cross-strait collaboration, as indicated in this nonsensical statement, has Beijing so far offered up since the Chinese Nationalist Party, KMT, came to power? Sure, China and Taiwan now exchange a few more hundred tourists a day, but so what? This is hardly the panacea for what some people see as Taiwan's ailing economy. Again, in Zhang's assertion here, we see a certain debasement of reality. Taiwan should not only take its own interests into account and try to push China around. Excuse me? Which country is the most populous in the world with a massive economy, huge arms spending, and currently holds all the diplomatic bargaining chips? Which country has so far not been the willing political partner the KMT wants it to be? I am definitely no fan of President Ma Ying-jeou's foreign policy, but as far as I can see, it's been him and Taiwan doing all the heavy lifting so far in this relationship. Free visa anyone? Really? If Taiwan were to simply wait obediently and subserviently in the diplomatic shadows, hoping to feed on the scraps China discards, as Zhang seems to suggest, the average Taiwanese had better start tightening their belts.